America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest today, and she's going to be a regular on this show in this time segment on Thursdays, is Mary Starrett. She is the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, hailing from Portland, Oregon. She, of course, as I've said before, combines ideological principle with an ability to analyze and to think politically. With a tremendous background in media, Mary at one time was a broadcaster on a so-called Christian radio station in Portland, Oregon, that at one time eliminated her job for saying some things about 9/11 that are quite similar, actually, to what Paul Craig Roberts is now talking about in this essay for Information Clearinghouse, except that Mary was beginning to speculate about these things in the immediate wake of the aftermath of the attack. She was onto it that early. We're going to explore that with her this morning, along with other items of interest. Mary, how are you?
Nice to be back.
Yes, good to have you back on the show. And, you know, it's interesting. This morning, Paul Craig Roberts asks us, who are the beneficiaries of 9/11? He says, when faced with disturbing events, the Romans asked a question, qui bono, or who benefits? This question, Dr. Roberts says, was conspicuously absent from the official investigation. He then goes on to say, who are the beneficiaries of 9/11? The answer, according to Paul Craig Roberts, is the military security complex, which has accumulated tens of billions of dollars in profits, U.S. oil companies, which hope to get their hands on Iraqi and perhaps Iranian oil, the Republican Party, which saved a vulnerable, newly elected President George W. Bush, viewed by many as illegitimately elected by one vote of the Supreme Court, by wrapping him in the flag as a war president. Then there's the Republican Federalist Society, according to Dr. Roberts, which used 9/11 to achieve its goal of concentrating power in the executive. He lists Vice President Dick Cheney and the neoconservatives, who used the new Pearl Harbor to implement their project for a new American century and extend American hegemony over the Middle East, and then right-wing Israeli Zionists, who have successfully used American blood and treasure to eliminate obstacles to Israeli territorial expansion. Mary, in these minutes before the first break, what's your response or your thinking in regard to what Roberts is saying this morning in this Information Clearinghouse essay, and how does this stack up with some of your comments up there in Portland at the time for Christian Radio?
Well, I think that that he's right on the mark, and I find it quite amazing that at this point more Americans are not outraged and asking both parties to do something more than was done in the 9/11 Investigation Commission when so many questions were left unanswered. This was our Reichstag fire. This historically has been used. You've got a false flag attack. In other words, our country has done it, you know, vis-a-vis the Gulf of Tonkin. Our country has planned to do it and been had those particular plans aborted. So when you see the evidence that shows that so many questions were not answered and so many of these things have been put in place, even the most you've got people who are educated, you have people who are aware, and they are not connecting the dots. But this was very calculated. This was designed to remove a lot of the reining in of government that we had because of our Constitution. And if you look at the Fourth Amendment, it ceases to exist. After 9/11, the Fourth Amendment has been rendered null and void. If you look at the Patriot Act, if you look at the Defense Authorization Act, all of these things brought us to a place we would never have accepted constitutionally and civil liberties-wise. And I'm amazed that more people are not waking up.
Well, Mary, the things that you're saying correspond exactly to what Glenn Allport has been talking about in an essay at Strike the Root. It's entitled The Top 10 Reasons for a New 9/11 Investigation. And, of course, he gets into the scientific questions about the official story. He talks about the project for a new American century, talks about many other aspects of this. But chief among Allport's concerns, he lists it number one in his top 10 reasons. is the use of 9/11 to enable tyranny. And one of the things that he points out in reference to some of the things that you've already mentioned is that Hitler used the Reichstag fire to create the dictatorial Nazi state, beginning with the Reichstag fire decree and then the Enabling Act. Quite clearly, Allport sees a connection here with what the Bush administration did in the wake of 9/11. Are you there, Mary? Lost contact. Okay. You still there, Mary? Okay. Well, at any rate, I'm going to read this until we get Mary back on the air. Glenn Allport again talks about, number one, the use of 9/11 to enable tyranny. Covert attacks on one's homeland or on one's military abroad, blamed on foreigners or other enemies, have been used repeatedly in history to rally citizen support for war and tyranny. These are called, as Mary Sterrett mentioned this morning, false flag attacks. Glenn Allport says that Hitler used the Reichstag fire to create the dictatorial Nazi state, beginning with the Reichstag fire decree and then the Enabling Act. Many believe that the Nazis set the fire themselves for this purpose, but the tactic works even when an actual enemy makes the attack. Mary, we're back in our link up with you. I was getting ready to say that Glenn Allport's essay this morning for Strike the Root talks about the top 10 reasons for a new 9/11 investigation. He talks, among other things, about the scientific implausibility or even the impossibility of the official explanation for how these towers came down. He talks about the Project for a New American Century, as Dr. Roberts does, and about the neocons and about the Zionists. But point number one that he makes at the very top of the list is that 9/11 has been used to enable tyranny. And like yourself, he references such things as the Patriot Acts and the Military Commissions Act. And he compares these things to the way in which Hitler used the Reichstag fire to create the dictatorial Nazi state, beginning with the Reichstag fire decree and then the Enabling Act. Do you think that that's a legitimate comparison?
I think it's a very legitimate comparison. And as I was saying before, I really do find it amazing that people who are students of history are not seeing this glaring comparison and the fact that these two are almost, mirror images of one another. You have to have something terrible happen which will rally an entire country. And what could it have been but what was so horrific that day on September 11th? And then what happened in Hitler's, in pre-Nazi Germany is kind of what happened here. You've got people who are now mobilized against a common enemy and will give up and do anything because of their rage. And this is what was happening in Nazi Germany. This is what has happened here. We don't care whether or not the enemy that we invade, the country we attack, had anything to do with 9/11. What we care about is that it's a common enemy, and we can rally around this. And in the meantime, look at the Patriot Act and see what freedoms we have lost.
In terms of the Patriot Act, what specific things about that legislation do you find most disturbing, Mary?
What I find most disturbing about that, before we even get into the specifics of the Patriot Act, is that
sure.
Here we have a document that nobody read. And you've got people signing on to something which, in effect, stripped us of many of our civil liberties, and nobody read it. But because there was this enormous push for retaliation, this was a document that was well in the works before September 11th. Over a thousand pages of just the text of things that were going to change radically in this country. So I think we need to look at, when it comes to the Patriot Act, all the different areas in which this has been overlaid. In other words, September 11th now has affected everything, whether it's the FDA, whether it's giving vaccine manufacturers immunity from lawsuits because of side effects. We just see government overreaching, whether it's the Fourth Amendment, whether it's warrantless wiretaps, it's search and seizure, the fact that government can requisition records and information about private citizens, which never, ever was allowed. And now you've got this government going to corporations and going to private companies and asking for information that they must turn over, whether it's FedEx or UPS or just look at what's happened at the airports. The fact
yes.
that an American citizen cannot get on a plane to Omaha without having breast milk thrown out, without having invasive body searches. And yet our borders at the southern end of our country are wide open. Only 3% of the containers that come into this country, cargo containers, are inspected. And we're supposed to somehow find that there's no disconnect here?
Exactly. I mean, this has been my position on this thing all along. And I think it, again, begs the question as to why the Republican Party, which has painted itself for years as the party that was opposed to intrusive government, has suddenly become a party whose chief executive has probably done more to perpetrate a Leviathan expansion of the federal government and the institutions of the New World Order beyond any president in history, arguably even Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
I find it almost—it's almost got sinister implications when you see how the conservative voter bloc, the Christian voter bloc, has been silenced, and when you have "quote unquote" our guy in office, we are loath to criticize him because finally we have a Christian conservative in the White House. However, in doing that, you have taken a group of people who would never have allowed the Clinton administration to get away with what's happening now. And they are silenced because they don't want to criticize their guy. And I think it's almost, it's so crafty, and it's so unbelievable that American Christians and conservatives have been co-opted because they want to be able to say, our guy's in power. I heard a Oregon senator say yesterday, the worst Republican is better than the best Democrat. And I thought to myself, this is the kind of thinking that has gotten us where we are, because we're going to be loyal to our party if it kills us.
Well, that's exactly right. And I find myself looking at this whole thing as a past member of the Republican Party. I left in 1996 after the Buchanan thing was over, the second version of the Buchanan thing was over in San Diego, and left for reasons that are even more viable today than they were then, in my view. I mean, Mary, I think about 1996 when I left the Republican National Convention and ended up going across Coronado Bridge to join Howard Phillips in the consideration of what Howard was doing there on Coronado Island at the old wooden hotel there, the Hotel del Coronado, that in those days was called the U.S. Taxpayers Party. It is now known by the title of the Constitution Party, and of course you're their national political communications director now. When I think of what has happened in these last 11 years, to me, I look at the Republican Party today. We've got this no-win war of counterinsurgency in the Middle East. We have a war that we have entered into without a formal declaration of war by the Congress. That war is going to cost us a minimum of $1.5 trillion by the time all is said and done, if it's ever said and done. We went to war with a nation that had not attacked us and that had nothing to do provably with this 9/11 situation. We have, of course, created a circumstance, in my view, in Iraq now, where Shiites and Kurds and Sunnis are at loggerheads with one another in perpetuity, it might seem. The Israeli lobby seems stronger to me than ever before. We have the largest trade and budget deficits in American history. The manufacturing sector of our economy is in the tank. Our culture is in the tank. And, of course, this North American Union and the so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership arrangement is bringing us even closer, in my view, to full-fledged world government And then, of course, there's what you've talked about in relationship to 9/11, Mary, and that is that between the Patriot Acts and the Military Commissions Act of 2006 and the National Security Warrantless Surveillance Program of American Citizens that's now come out in the media, we're dealing with a circumstance where we have more illegality, more immorality, more government, more debt, and more foreign intervention than I think we've ever had in American history. And all of this has become consummate under a Republican president who has had a Republican Congress to work with for at least two-thirds of the time he's been in office. And that to me just absolutely seals it, that your point is simply cinched, that the Christian right and the so-called Republican right has been co-opted to serve what is essentially a Rockefeller Republican agenda.
Well, I think that's spot on, and what's amazing is every one of those sparks that you mentioned did not happen by design. Did not happen by accident. It's all part of a program and a plan that has been in the works really since the beginning of the Republic. You started to see this falling away from the constitutional principles and from the design that worked. So all of this has led up to where we are now, whether it's the immigration policy and lack of enforcing it so that we can erase our borders and institute a North American Union. What's going on in Kansas City, that will become the de facto capital of North America. As you know, if you check on the Kansas City Smart Port website, this will be an inland port for containers coming from Asia, which we need more cheap Chinese goods to put more California longshoremen out of work, so that we can bypass the ports. So all of these different things, whether it's the North American Union, whether it's incursions into foreign countries to build an empire, what has happened has been very calculated, and it has happened while we were watching, while we were letting little bits and pieces fall away and then bring us to this one big picture. But I do find it interesting that a recent Rasmussen poll showed that there are fewer percentage of those who consider themselves Republicans than ever before. There are now more who are classified as independent voters than are Republicans. The number of Democrats is at an all-time low. So fully one-third of the people classify themselves as independent, and 80% of the people said they would consider voting for a third-party candidate. People are now getting the point that the two parties have morphed into one. And this is a great time for Americans to acknowledge that it ain't going to be the two parties that fix this.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, when you look at those poll numbers, it certainly suggests that the Constitution Party is one of the options out there. The Constitution Party has, as I understand it, more registrants than in any other third party in the country. And, of course, what Howard Phillips began in 1992, what advanced in 1996, could arguably be seen by some as standing on the threshold of a major breakthrough for the first time as we approach 2008. We have a caller for you, Mary, and it's Dan in Houston. Go ahead, sir. You still there, Dan?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, it certainly is an honor to talk to someone from the Constitution Party. It's really a privilege. How many states is the Constitution Party in now?
We are on the ballot in 14 states. We are working on ballot access for the rest. Our hope is to be on the ballot in 2008 in all 50 states. And as you know, the two parties have pretty much made it as impossible as they can get on the ballot. It's very expensive, and it is you jump through all kinds of hoops to do it, but they have a monopoly on power, and they make it difficult to get ballot access.
Yes, I know when I vote here in Houston, Texas, it's not even in the voting machine. You have to inquire as how do I vote the Constitution Party, so I could write in a piece of paper. I'm not sure I even do it yet.
Well, that's why. So we're working to get ballot access in all the states. But if you look at the fact that we have had a 40% growth in the last 4 years, more people are looking. For instance, you had a lot of people who would consider the Libertarian Party as a party to align themselves with. However, if you look at their position on immigration, they believe in wide open borders. So now all those free thinkers who would have been libertarians are now going over to the Constitution Party. So, yeah, ballot access is an issue.
Well, that's fascinating. I do know that you're absolutely right about...
We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Held October the 12th through 14th in Southern California. You can find out more information about the No More Wars for Israel conference to be held in Southern California October 12th through the 14th by going to nomorewarforisrael.blogspot.com. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press, who serves as a regular guest on this show on Fridays, is coordinating that conference. And when you look at what they're going to be talking about and the people who are going to be there, this is absolutely critical that we get the word out about this conference and as many of us attend as possible. Frankly, I think that Mary Starr would be an outstanding speaker for this conference. I'm going to suggest that to Mark Glenn as one additional possibility in regard to some of the folks that he's contacting to get onto the speaker's dais. Getting back to our conversation, Dan, are you still there in Houston?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Go ahead. If you had anything further for Mary, go right ahead, Dan.
Yeah, a couple of things. Sure, it's a privilege to talk to her. But I was you said how that the 911 changed everything the government does. I was involved in an FBI investigation for a corrupt judge that had, you know, supposed to wear a wire and some conversation. The FBI would take the conversation and be around the corner running into guns drawn and arrest people and junk. And then after all these years and years of investigation, it started before I was involved, but then one day I've been in the FBI office in Dallas and Houston over the subject, and then they said, well, we've been ordered to stop the investigation completely. We don't even know when it's going to start up again. And the reason is because all the FBI agents were told to do nothing but look after 911 terrorist stuff. They discontinued looking for corrupt judges and everything on the agenda except anything involving, you know, 911 crap. So show you how they just the government just was totally just consumed with that one thing, and organized crime is apparently left rampant to run free now.
Well, I think organized crime at the very highest level would have to include 911, because although they make fun of those who are what they call conspiracy theorists regarding 911, the biggest conspiracy theory out there is that a bunch of guys with box cutters somehow managed to take down the World Trade Center and go into the Pentagon. So, yeah, Americans are being the fall guys. For, you know, as I said, I think it's a very sinister program that's being put into place.
No, no doubt. I mean, the FBI agent told me I was shocked. He was completely downright almost depressed the fact that this investigation was being done away with when it appeared they were fixing to get all these criminals and the organized crime, you know, guys and arrest them. Just within hours, apparently. And also, I'd like to ask you, did y'all have a website where you can buy bumper stickers and stuff?
Yes, go to constitutionparty.com, and on there you can sign up for email alerts, and we will send you an alert every week to let you know what's going on, let you know about our conferences and conventions and how you can get involved at the local level and your particular party in your state. And again, you know, we're looking at Zogby polls that show that about 47% of the Republicans are so unhappy with their party, and that can be directly related to the candidates, whereas only 21% of Democrats are, quote-unquote, very unhappy, which means they like candidates, they like Hillary, they like Obama. So the Republicans are furious with who's being pushed out in the front, who they're going to have to vote for, which is why a third party is going to have to come along, and that's what we're doing, to present a viable conservative candidate.
Well, I'd love to ask you also, what is your opinion of the John Birch Society, please?
Well, the John Birch Society, although it's been smeared for many, many years now, for decades, if people are to look at the John Birch Society and see who John Birch was and what the John Birch Society represents, they would be amazed. But I believe the John Birch Society and the New American Magazine, which is their magazine, is one of the best sources for good, solid information about the abuses against the Constitution. So, yes. I believe the John Birch Society is a great resource and a great organization.
Oh, well, enjoy talking. Well, how big are you in Texas? Are you getting anywhere, or just a stalemate? Where are we in Texas?
Well, what we're doing is, again, we're working on getting ballot access. But as you know, each state has a very defined small window of opportunity when you can collect signatures. So if you have, let's say, you know, it's got to be after a certain date in the spring or before a presidential election, that's what we're battling, and every state is different. So I would suggest that you contact your party down there, and they've got a strong party, and go on the website, constitutionparty.com, and click on your state, get in touch with your party, and go from there.
Yeah, actually, I have done some of that. In fact, my chiropractor is from a very wealthy family in Houston, and he has a talk show now about chiropractor, and he was going to swap it over to the Constitution Party, and he changed his mind. He said he's worried about his life being in danger. He was just going to change the subject of his talk show, and so what they call Clear Channel, a very interesting group here in Houston, has very powerful radio stations, all over the world radio stations. And he actually told me he would consider letting me do it, but he's actually chickened out. He thinks that it could put his life in danger if he was the spokesman and doesn't want anybody. I mean, he thinks we're up against people that are murderers. And my son was murdered last year after graduating college, magna cum laude, and he was somewhat of a spokesman. I mean, he got on real talk shows and junk.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
This is Mark Dantos, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest this morning is Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director for the Constitution Party. Mary is based in Portland, Oregon. And I wanted to thank Dan for calling in this morning. And before the show is out, we will have Mary give once again the basic Constitution Party contact information for people around the country. We have another caller, Betty in Utah. Go ahead for Mary Starrett, Betty.
Okay, I have a question. It says last week, you know, about the nuclear warheads that they accidentally sent somewhere, the missiles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it says, as a result of the safety oversight at the Air Force base on September 14th, all flight lines will be very quiet at Air Command, Combat Command bases, the entire command, about 100,000 active airmen, active duty airmen is standing down training flights and many other operations as part of the command-wide day. And that comes from the Air Force Times, Monday, September 10th of 2007. So our Air Force pilots will be in school this Friday studying their safety manuals.
Well,
do you know anything about that?
Yes, I do. Actually, if this is actually comes from the news is that, and I don't understand why this is being broadcast, but on September 14th, as you mentioned, that all air combat command bases are going to be, the orders are to stand down. Now, you know that our terror alert is supposedly very high, that the chatter out there is that there is going to be perhaps another spectacular terrorist attack on the United States. Why would there be, if they were going to have 100,000 active duty airmen standing down on their training flights and part of their command safety, why would we broadcast this not only to the country but obviously to the rest of the world to say, okay, guys, you know, our doors are wide open. We have absolutely no defense. Come on and get us. This tells me something which goes back to what happened with or didn't happen with NORAD on September 11th, which is that we did not deploy our air defense system in any of the instances, whether it was the Pentagon or the World Trade Center. So NORAD was rendered was neutralized, and now on September 14th, we're not going to have any air combat command going on. And active duty airmen are going to be sitting, as you say, in classrooms because they say, well, it was a serious lapse in regulations with those quote-unquote missing nukes.
Yeah.
This bespeaks something which we should all be very concerned about.
I am. I've called my kids, and I've gotten all the money I can out of the bank and food and gas, and that's all I can do.
Yeah, the Department of now the last time this happened was I think 1997 they did this, but the Department of Defense calls it a safety review day. Now, as far as I'm concerned, if you've got to take 100,000 active duty air combat guys and take them all off the line, who's watching the kids?
Nobody.
And is that by design?
Well, I kind of think so because I had somebody that does nothing but finance, and he called me yesterday, and he's never called me before, and I'm friends with his wife, and he was very, very, very agitated. So I don't know. I just thought you could tell me.
Well, no, I think that, you know, the air combat command bases, basically, you're talking about 100,000 active duty guys, and yeah, I mean, this is all in the wake of what you mentioned, which was August 30th, where they had an incident at in North Dakota. You had these six cruise missiles.
Yeah.
So, you know, we supposedly have the strongest, most well-funded military and air defense system in the world, and this is the kind of nonsense that goes on. It leads you to ask the question, why is this not front-page news?
Well, they don't ever tell anything that they want you to know that's front page news.
Right, but I think you're very astute, and I think this thing has gone under the radar, the fact that it's not front page news tells us everything we need to know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, especially when it comes out in the Air Force Times.
Yes, and that's where I read it as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I just called my kids and told them what I thought, and I said, I know you may think I'm nuts, but, you know, better be prepared than not.
Right.
You know, so any other suggestions other than that? Because people think I'm crazy, you know.
Well, join the club. I think any.
Well, you know what? I don't mind. In fact, it gives me plenty of leeway.
Yeah, I think at this point, if you question anything the government is doing, you're either unpatriotic or conspiracy theorist or crazy. But we, you know, I think about the founders. The founders were in a minority. Only 13% of the colonists were behind them, and they thought these guys were just totally fringe. So
yeah.
I count myself as one of the wing nuts, and I'm happy to consider myself as such.
I am too. In fact, I went to the bank the other day to pull a whole bunch out, and they said, well, we don't have that. And I said, well, what do you mean? You know, I've got X amount. I got quite a bit in here. And they said, well, we don't have that. We'll have to order it in. And I said, well, then I want what you've got. And they go, oh, and then I went back yesterday and said, you know, I want more, and then I'm having all this other wired in. And they said, well, they said, we can't get you that. And I said, well, should I go to your other branches? And they got really freaked. And they said, no, we'll do what we can to get you, and we'll give you a call. And I said, good. And they said, oh, you're the one that said the world was going to blow up on the 11th. And I said, no, that's not what I said. And that was the manager himself. And then he got really agitated. And I just, well, see, and I didn't have this paper, you know, I didn't have the data. I just, you know, when your gut tells you something, you better listen.
Well, you know, you should not have to explain to someone why you want to get your money out, but know that you were written up on a profile under the Know Your Customer Act, which anytime somebody withdraws large amounts of money, they're writing down who it is, when it was. So yes, that's all part of, we can, you know, thank part of the Patriot Act for making sure that when you go to the bank to get your money, you're written up as suspect.
Well, let me tell you, I must be a real big suspect because I'm clearing a lot of it out, and they're really upset about that, real upset, mm-hmm. because they don't have that kind. I told my daughter-in-law, and they my son makes a ton of money, and I guess she thought, well, I was a little nuts. She goes, I can take care of us and the kids. And I said, that's not my point. I said, the point is, how much money do you have in the bank and how much do you have on hand? Well, we've only got X amount. And I said, well, you know where I live, and you know I got plenty of stuff, you know, so just be aware of that. And I called my daughter, and she's paying really close attention. But my daughter-in-law doesn't know me like my kids do. And I've been, you know, out there all my life. And so then my daughter goes, this is, you know, Mom, you're right on. You're normal. And she said, it's just the rest of the place that thinks, boy, oh, boy, you mom's lost it. And she goes, but I'm going to listen to you, and she's going to do everything I asked today. And I call my son, and I said, I don't care what you think anymore, Patrick. You need to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's food for thought for you, Betty, and also for Mary Starrett. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press sent this to me a couple of days ago. Israeli airline has no flights departing New York on Friday, September the 14th. This post was sent to Mark Glenn. He sent it on to me. And the post says as follows. It is strange that the main airline in Israel suddenly has no flight from the biggest Jewish population center outside Israel on the very same day that the entire U.S. Air Force will be standing down. A lot of people said that 4,000 Jews didn't show up to work at the World Trade Center in New York on 9/11. Jews seem to know some big attack was going to take place that day and didn't go to work. By the way, on 9/11, the U.S. Air Force was ordered to stand down while those attacks were taking place. Here we are 6 years later. The neocons are taking all sorts of flack over the Iraq War. The U.S. economy is headed into financial collapse. And the Jews still want the United States to attack Iran, but they can't overcome public opinion. So another terrorist attack in the U.S. would certainly do the trick. Strange, then, that El Al has no flights from New York City on Friday, September the 14th. Is this a hint? Do the Jews and the Israelis know something about September the 14th the way they seem to know something about 9/11? Mark Glenn of the American Free Press did not originate this report. He passed it on to me a day or two ago, coming from yet a third source. Doesn't prove anything, but it's certainly very interesting, isn't it?
It's, yeah, more than interesting. It's uncanny.
Yeah, I think about that. There was an organization, an Israeli organization, that the morning of September 11th, and Mark, you probably know the name of this organization, an intelligence organization, was able to talk about the fact that they knew that there was something happening that morning. So what is it that the Israeli intelligence knows that our intelligence, which is the most well-funded intelligence system in the world, why is it they knew something that we supposedly didn't know?
Well, absolutely.
RBN.
And it begs the question, you know, both for Betty and for Mary and for Dan this morning, as we consider all of this data, it again goes back into history, and I'm referencing this to what Mr. Allport has said in his essay, for Strike the Root, the so-called top 10 reasons for a new 9/11 investigation. Allport says that it is now known that in 1962, by the way, my father was a colonel in Air Force Intelligence at that time, folks, was dealing with the Cuban situation in October of that year. But Allport says that it's now known that in 1962, the CIA planned a false flag operations in which planned a false flag operation to be blamed on Cuba. And this false flag operation involved terrorist attacks that would have been staged within the continental United States itself for the purpose of creating public support for military action against Castro. Known as Operation Northwoods, it was never activated. But certainly the documentation is in on this. ABC News briefly covered the existence of this plan known as Operation Northwoods, which apparently reached all the way into the top levels of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Now, something like that was being kicked around by the Joint Chiefs in 1962, and the evidence is there that this is, in fact, correct. It begs the question, as we fast forward to 45 years later to where we stand right now, what kinds of things are going on today with reference to 9/11 and with reference to the future that bring us back to the Operation Northwoods mentality, that bring us back to what FDR did know and what he did do provably before December the 7th, 1941. That's all in Bob Stinnett's book, Day of Deceit. We get back into the whole question of the phony spin that was put on the so-called sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor prior to the outbreak of the Spanish-American War, as well as what was really behind the so-called sinking of the Lusitania. The point is the list of the false flag operations begins to multiply, and I think this brings us back to something that Mary's been talking about since the beginning of the show. If 9/11 was false flag, and Paul Craig Roberts seems to believe now that it is, Allport believes that it is, a series of other people who've been on this show who have responsible backgrounds and credentials believe that it is and was. What, Mary, in your judgment, and Betty, you're, of course, I hope, listening to this in Utah, Dan's listening to it, I'm sure, in Houston, what, Mary Starrett, can we possibly conceive could be, God forbid, the next false flag operation that could be utilized to galvanize the American public for further military action in the Middle East, especially against Iran?
Well, as you know, the American people are really getting tired of what's going on in Iraq. And even those who cried the loudest to go into Iraq are realizing that this is a debacle. How could you then possibly get an entire country rallied around support for yet another foreign incursion that seems to have no basis in you know, there's absolutely no sane reason to do this, except for another shock and awe, another terrorist attack? So the way I look at it is, and Americans have been kept at this high fever pitch of fear because we're hearing, we're always, you know, just a little bit. You've got Chertoff telling us we're hearing chatter. There's all kinds of stuff in the works. So we're kept at this psychologically terrified level, even if it's subconscious. And this will bring us to the point where Americans will say, oh, yes, again, we have to go into Iran. And, yes, we're carrying Israel's water. We're doing Israel's bidding. And how do you do that except to get Americans to say, oh, well, we have to do it? And also, I think, Mark, we're looking at conscription. We're looking at bringing back the draft, and the only way to do this is to have such a situation whereby we are, quote, defending the homeland abroad. And that's what I think it could be, another excuse for conscription.
Well, yes, and again, it seems to me, Mary, that the Constitution Party, the very name of your party, the Constitution Party, is a most auspicious one, because we are dealing, are we not, with the circumstance where fundamentally, and this would seem to coincide with what Allport is saying this morning at Strike the Root, where there has never been an assault on the Constitution of the United States in as systematic a fashion as we have seen it since September the 11th, 2001, and obviously the Republican and the Democratic parties are not going to do anything about this. So it would seem that by default, it's going to be left to your political party to do something about it.
Yeah, and I think the stats are there. Everybody's thinking in terms of this, getting away from the myth of the two-party system. And when you look at the best thing that could happen would be if Rudy Giuliani winds up getting the nomination, because there are just so many people who will not go along with that. That has pushed them way too far, that they'll start to look at another option. And I think the Constitution Party, because of its growth over the last 4 years, more than any other party, this is the viable alternative.
Well, let me share something with you, Mary. I'll speak cryptically here. I was recently sent a very nasty, many people would say threatening note by a leading neoconservative in the United States. I was quite appalled by the tone of this note and what it had to say. I have subsequently heard from someone who writes for Pat Buchanan's publication, The American Conservative, who received a similar brand of communication from yet another leading neoconservative with links to the Project for a New American Century. Both the note that I received and the one that this gentleman received in New York were highly shrill, highly threatening in tone and in content. Is this not an indication that the neoconservative cabal is beginning to panic in regard to what some of us, including yourself, Mary, have been pointing to as all the glitches in their act up to this point, and the fact that there are now cracks in the canvas that are enabling more people to figure out what's happened here? Do you take this as a sign of encouragement that we are on the right path, and that essentially the political establishment that has this great marriage going with the neoconservatives and with the Israeli lobby, with the central banking elements, with the military security complex, and so forth and so on, that these guys are beginning to lose their grip? We'll examine this with Mary Starrett when we come back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Mary.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
back. Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're in the final minutes of our conversation today, Thursday, with Mary Starth, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. Mary will be a regular feature on this show on Thursdays from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time. Here's one for you, folks. Debka, www.debka, D-E-B-K-A.com. That's the Israeli-oriented intelligence blog, Debka.com. They're saying that from September the 11th, Debka file reporting will be confined to special security events. We go back to routine coverage Tuesday, September the 18th. Why is it that Debka file is going kind of offline in a way between September the 11th and September the 18th? They're going to be confined to reporting special security events. They will not resume routine coverage until September the 18th. Does that have anything to do with what I read from Mark Glenn in regard to the Israeli airline having no flights departing New York on Friday, September the 14th? And is that in turn related to this strange publicly mentioned stand-down order for the United States Air Force tomorrow? We simply don't know, but it is a very, very strange confluence of very odd occurrences. Mary, we've just got a couple of minutes left. Going back to what I asked you before the break, do you think that the neocons are getting desperate based upon this rather threatening communication that I received from one person who's quite prominent in their community? And then, of course, Phil Giraldi at the American Conservative, Pat Buchanan's magazine, told me that he had received a similar brand of communication from a very famous neocon connected to the Project for a New American Century. Does this mean that people like you and I are getting through to people, Mary?
Happening is they're looking at the success, for instance, of Ron Paul. They're looking at the power of the internet, the musket of the 21st century. They're looking at the fact that their message is falling on deaf ears and people aren't buying it anymore. So when they listen to people like you, Mark, when they listen to people who are telling the truth, they're looking at the polls and that we have more independents than we have registered Republicans. They're starting to get nervous, and they should, because people are waking up.
Well, absolutely, and I think that this, again, indicates to me that maybe we are at a turning point in history when it comes to the possible success of the Constitution Party in the upcoming elections. Maybe this is going to be, quoting what Mordecai said to Esther in the Book of Esther, maybe people like Mary Starth and the Constitution Party activists that have been involved with that group for some time, maybe this is their appointed hour.
Well, all I know is that with a lot of prayer and with a lot of keeping your ear to the ground, I think we can turn this thing around, and all it's going to take is people opening their mouths and people questioning the status quo, people looking at what's going on. And the fact of the matter is, the Patriot Act rendered the Fourth Amendment null and void. What will happen if we have another terrorist attack? Will we have the martial law that is in place? Will that be absolutely put into place? If we keep our mouths, we can guarantee it'll happen. If we open our mouths, I think we can change things.
Mary, as we're signing off for today, state the contact information one more time for listeners when it comes to contacting the Constitution Party.
All right, just go to constitutionparty.com. Our phone number is 1-800-2-VETO-IRS.
1-800-2-VETO-IRS, or contact constitutionparty.com on the World Wide Web. I'd like to thank Mary Starth of the Constitution Party. She is their National Political Communications Director, for being on Mark Dankoff's America this morning. Tomorrow, Mark Glenn will join me, and Father John Martinez, and also Dr. Adrian Krieg. See you in the morning. God bless.
It's true.